I feel like this light's getting dimmer or my eyesight's getting better. Which one do you think it is?
It looks the same light. To me.
You look the same. You know, I give you an A and a B option all the time, and you're like, I think C.
So I think different things.
Awesome. Did you do good in college?
Yes.
On multiple choice tests? Or were you anxious that the answer might be a trick question?
Both.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Why?
Well, he gave me A and B options, but maybe he wanted C as the answer. I don't know. I didn't study for this exam. C!
My least favorite was, like, psychology courses. All the answers would be correct, but one of the answers was more correct. And you had to figure out which one, and it was so fucking annoying.
That's why I hated, like, on the SATs, the reading section that was like, what is the point of this passage? Or like, and it was always, like, correct, the most correct answer. And I'm like, what if I read the passage different from you? Are you the author? How the fuck do you know what it meant? It's like a paragraph that could have two different meanings and one slightly more correct according to whoever made the test. And I'm like, I hate you.
I scored the highest on the reading part. So.
No, I hated the reading. The math. I was good at math.
I was that kid in school where anytime the teacher was like, oh, you have to analyze this poem, talk about what it means. Everybody would turn to me and be like, well, what do you think it means? I'm like, why can't you read it your fucking self?
Yeah, no. What I would do in those group, like, reading sections, you know, where you all, like, went around the room and everyone read, like, a paragraph at a time. Mm-hmm. They read so slow.
Right.
It was killing me. So I would just read ahead, like, the whole fucking time. And then when it would get to the guy before me, the guy after me would tap me and show me the page. And I would flip back, read my paragraph real quick, and then flip ahead again.
Really?
Yeah. And so then afterward, when we all got done with like everything, they're like, what do you think's going to happen next? And I was like, dude, I'm 3 chapters ahead. I know what happens. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I would just count the students and see which paragraph I was at. And then I would mark it and then I would read ahead.
Yeah, no, I never did put in that much effort. And then the only reason the guy next to me would do that for me, like tell me which paragraph to go back to, is because, afterward at the end he's like, I wasn't paying attention to like hardly fucking anything. What was this about? And I was like, it's about this. And he's like, okay. And then he would get the answers right on the little test or whatever at the end.
Also, the worst I did was sophomore year English, because I didn't read literally any of the books that were assigned because I just found them too predictable. So my teacher started giving out pop quizzes like, what was the animal sitting on the log in this part of the book? I'd be like, you motherfucker, I have no clue.
Yeah.
People got mad at me because I set the curve for the Scarlet Letter, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty obvious where that story's going.
Yeah, right.
Pattern recognition. Any hoozy, what's it? Hello, welcome back to Mindless Prattle. I'm Ripley. That'd be Jordan.
I'm Jordan. And if you hear sounds in the background, it's because Ripley waited all day to do laundry right now. And the door is open, so you'll hear some nice vehicle traffic going by.
I thought this site cuts all that out.
Yes. The site does that.
Is it you? Why are you looking at the camera like The Office right now?
Anyway.
So, the Fallout show? Let's talk about Fallout.
Go for it.
It's been out long enough and most people have seen it. I think, who care about it?
You said most people have seen it. Yes, a majority of people on Earth have seen it. I'm pretty sure at least 4 billion.
I feel like most people who care about Fallout have seen it, you know?
Okay.
But if you don't want spoilers, just skip ahead the next few minutes, maybe.
What do you mean maybe? We're not going to talk about it now?
I want to talk about it.
Well, then you better skip ahead.
Okay, so.
And that was a good recap. Thank you for coming back in. What?
Okay, who is your favorite character?
Imagine, though, if I just cut out the whole conversation and skipped to right there.
I'd be listening to it like, what the fuck, Jordan?
What do you mean? The ghoul is the best character.
The ghoul is my favorite.
The three main characters, he's the only one that you're like, I can get behind his purpose and like his actions.
To be fair, I love Lucy, too, but I think it's just because she reminds me a little bit of myself.
I think she's fine.
She's like quirky, you know?
She's fine. She's happy. She drives the plot, sure. I don't know that she brings much anything, because like the plot would have been the same for the ghoul and Maximus kind of without her. Like Maximus would have probably died, sure, but the ghoul's plot line would have been about the same.
But she changes the ghoul as well. Like he becomes a little bit more caring and open because of her.
When is that witnessed?
Like like, he starts being nice to the dog and stuff, because I think, like, obviously he's still kind of like a chaotic neutral.
What do you mean? The last time you see him with the dog, he says, "You won't replace mine," and then walks off, and the dog just follows him.
No. So he's in one scene, they're sitting down, the dog and him, and are at the campfire, and he goes, "You ain't my dog." And then the dog lays his head down on him, and he goes, and just starts petting the dog. Like, he's trying not to give in, but he is giving in.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with Lucy? You have no proof that
he's learning to heal.
You have no proof that it's because of her.
Like, when she gives him the medication he needs, and she's like, "Just because you're a dick, I'm not going to be one." He's like,
yeah, and then he immediately goes and does every drug he can find. Healing. Like, what do you mean?
And that's because of her. He couldn't have done that if she wasn't there. She's the one who killed all those people.
Yeah, she saved his life. That doesn't mean he wouldn't have done the same thing either way.
But I think, like, I'm excited for season two, because I think it'll go much more into, like, the relationship between the two. Honestly, fuck Maximus. Lucy should end up with a hot ghoul.
No, he has a family he has to go reconcile with.
He doesn't want to reconcile with them. He hates his wife. He just wants his daughter.
Which is fine. And you know he hates his wife. What if he goes back and they have closure?
I don't know.
He's changing, all right? He's a changed man. You just told me he's changing.
Oh, shut up. His wife is literally the one who suggests dropping bombs on dropping nukes on the entire world. I don't think you can forgive that. That's kind of a big fucking deal. Could you forgive me if I was like, yeah, let's nuke the whole world?
I don't know. The world's not great right now, so like...
That doesn't mean I want to kill everyone.
Then that's why you wouldn't suggest it. She did, because she wanted to. Like, it's...
She was doing it because of eugenics. Only the right kind of people get to live.
It's fine, too.
That's not fine.
Oh, right. Only the rich.
No, fuck the rich.
Okay, well, I mean, you do whatever you want when they're frozen. Like, I don't know.
Okay, but so on to that note, the brother, he finds all these people in cryo chambers. If he does not release every single one of them in the next season, I'm going to be pissed.
What are you going to do, though? He's locked in there.
Yeah, that's what
he
I'm
either
saying.
Gets in the tube and waits for Lucy to come back and hopes she finds him, or like...
No, because I think if they release all those people, the vault doors would have to open. Because they're not willing to let all those people die, clearly.
Well, right, but why wouldn't they just refreeze themselves?
I don't know. Would you be willing to go back in the freezer? Because I wouldn't.
Why would they're the ones that started it, and they said they want to wait out the nuclear fallout. That's their whole purpose for being there. If every one of them woke up, all they have to do is beat the shit out of the brother and go, "We're all going back to sleep, wake us when you need us," and then they go back to sleep. Like, that solves nothing. You know?
Or he can fuck up all their cryotubes.
If you kill all of them, then there's no reason to keep the vault closed. Like, that's a much better solution. Or you can do the third option of just he can freeze himself and wait it out.
Also, though, I feel like he could just hack the terminal.
Maybe. He could do that, too. But, like, of the options, dealing with the people or getting in the tube.
I wouldn't get in the tube.
I wouldn't get in the tube while the little robot dude's still alive. Because, yeah. Like, the robot dude, what's to stop him from killing you while you're in the tube? Or just never waking you up? Or... You know, like, it's or waking up somebody else and be like, "That guy knows our secret, kill him while he's frozen." You know, like,
yeah. I also
like, get rid of the robot first.
I also really want to know, like, Moldaver's deal. Like, how did she create something that let her live so long? Or, like, what did she do? How is she here?
No, she was really rich, remember, in the past. So she probably just bought a spot in one of the vaults and waited it out.
But, like, how would she know which one has the cryo stuff?
She probably bought it. The ultra-rich people and the Vault-Tec people were in there.
Yeah, but she said that every company she worked for got bought out by them, and then she was, you know, obviously rebelling against them. So I hope they bridge that gap and explain, like, what she did to get there. I don't care. I'm in it for the hot ghoul. You know you have to be a good actor to make everybody in the world be like, the ghoul's hot.
I don't know that you have to be a good actor to make people think you're hot. You might just have to be hot.
Without a nose?
Even without a nose. Lots of people without a nose. What, are you superficial? That's crazy.
I mean, if you had a nose, I don't know.
If I had a nose, you didn't know if you'd be with me?
If you didn't have a nose.
I have a fake nose, really. This one's
fake. If you didn't
have
a nose and you were just like Voldemort, I don't know if I could do that. Like, why? I saw
it would get out of the way of making out.
No, I saw TikTok and it was like, do you think when people make out with the ghoul, like, their nose just goes into his nose socket? Like... What do you do there?
He still has to breathe. You mean how? In and out. Breathe.
How do you know he has to breathe?
Because when he was lying on the ground, he was gasping for air. That's and true. He was coughing the whole time.
That's true.
Why would you need to cough if you didn't need to breathe? That's true. If he didn't need to breathe, why didn't he just jump in the lake and kill the gopher underwater? He's got to breathe.
I guess that's true.
What do you mean?
I want to know if it's like a canon thing that the ghouls started because of the chems, because I thought it was just due to like ultra radiation in the games. I don't know. Oh, we're Googling. Don't worry, Jordan is a super sleuth. Call him Nick Valentine. He will find answers. Tokyo Ghoul.
Human victims who were subject to prolonged exposure to radiation when they were caught outside during the Great War. Is there actual Wikipedia? But let's go to the Fallout Wiki. Mutated humans affected by the... All right, cool. I don't want to read that. I just wanted an ad. Thanks. Where'd it go? There it is. Sometimes referred to as necrotic. All right, no, I don't care about that. Blah, 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 blah. Burnt-like appearance. Intense prolonged radiation has ravaged their skin, much of their flesh, and in some cases, many of their ligaments. Yeah, so it's the radiation. The chems just keep them alive. I assume it's like some high something rat away or whatever. I don't know. They never explained what the chem is that keeps them alive.
Yeah, so. Maybe they were just using it for like the story plot line.
I would assume, because like I've never seen that before. That's why I was like, oh.
Others like you also viewed The Ghoul, Lee Moldaver.
Let's look it up.
The Flame Mother.
Also called The Flame Mother by Vault 4, as known as Miss Williams before the Great War, as a scientist, blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right, so they don't know either. Pre-war, nope, post-war. Okay, well. Let's see. My mouse stopped working. I don't have a trackpad.
Do you need a new mouse, or is it just
I think so. This mouse is like 7 years old. It's real old.
I mean, my mouse is pretty old, and it don't do that.
There it goes. Blah, 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 blah. Huh. I don't... Rose's husband. Yep. Okay. This is just like a synopsis of the show.
That's because nobody knows.
TV series. All right. Yep. They've all... this is just another synopsis. Why are there two synopsis in here? Quotes. Wow, that is a long list of quotes, huh? I think this is just her sermon, isn't it?
Yes,
it's just
it is.
A paragraph that's her sermon. Oh, here you go. I'm not a communist, Mr. Howard. That's just a dirty word they use to describe people who aren't insane. That's fun.
I do think it's funny because, like, I feel like younger Americans' views on, like, things like communism and socialism are completely flip-flopped from, like, you know, what people thought during, like, the Red Scare and stuff like that.
Likeliest explanation is she was in a freezer tube, but they're all just theories right now. Okay.
So there's a theory she's a synth? That would be interesting because she, like, dies of getting stabbed. Synths don't die like that.
She bled out, but, I mean... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why she would be a synth if she bled out, but she was smart.
What I do?
I wanted to know why the scientist dude, knew so much about the vaults. Like, which vault did which? How did he know that? They didn't explain that part to me. Is that like an enclave thing?
Okay, I can't remember what the enclave is. I know that they get like wiped out and like basically become like a tribe, but I don't really know much about the enclave, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've heard of them in New Vegas, but I don't really know.
Bro, I don't need like this whole fucking thing. I just wanted like the Fallout game timeline, not like every event in history. Look, they're 1851.
So Fallout New Vegas takes place about 10 years before the show does. Okay. But that doesn't make sense to me because Shady Sands had already been destroyed in New Vegas. A big part of why the NCR and the Brotherhood of Steel were pushing out into Nevada.
Right, but Shady Sands in the show was destroyed like 10 years prior.
Oh, that does make sense then, okay.
Like, it got destroyed, then they all went back to the vault, and then New Vegas happened, and then that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then the end of the show shows them heading off towards New Vegas. There's like a Deathclaw skull and stuff, so I'm excited because I'm one of those New Vegas' superior people, but we have been replaying Fallout 76, and I have been replaying Fallout 4 since then.
I didn't even know Fallout Tactics was a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the first two games. The first two games were like kind of like top-down RPGs, more like. Kind of like a turn-based RPG, you know?
No, yeah, the Fallout TV show takes place in 2296, but New Vegas takes place in 2281. It takes place 15 years beforehand.
So 15, okay, not 10.
Yeah, so it's 15 years beforehand, so I would assume it's sometime... It says or Shady Sands is destroyed sometimes after the event in New Vegas. Was Shady Sands an actual town still in New Vegas?
No, they just talk about how it was destroyed and that everybody pushed out towards Vegas.
Interesting.
So
I don't know.
I don't understand that because, like, there's questions in one of the Fallout places where you have to talk about, like, the first president of the NCR and, like, what happened at Shady Sands, unless I'm remembering it incorrectly.
No, it says there's a local faction war between the New California Republic and the Caesar's Legions in New Vegas, which I would assume meant, like, the California Republic moved there after it blew up. Yeah. You know?
They're, like, trying to stabilize things. And the Brotherhood of Steel is there, too, I think. But I don't know much about them. I don't like the Brotherhood.
I don't know. Apparently, yeah, the TV show is the furthest into the future we've seen in 2296.
When does 4 take place?
4 takes place in 2287.
I'm so excited for the next Fallout game. That reminds me of one of my most liked tweets of all time.
Yeah.
When they announced a new Fallout game was coming out before 76, I tweeted and I was like, oh, I would love a Fallout New Orleans. Yeah. I think that would be a really great place for a Fallout game to take place, you know?
Sure.
And somebody responded, I would love to, like, be your toilet paper. It got put on meme pages and things like that online. Like, people were tagging me in it on Instagram and stuff. And I was like, I didn't even do anything. This motherfucker was just being weird on the internet.
That's funny.
So
I'm excited for another Fallout. I would really love, I don't know if it's still been confirmed or if it was just a rumor, the Assassin's Creed 4 remake that they were talking about. I don't know if they were if they actually confirmed that or not.
I think they did, but I think they're like
may already be in progress. No. And stunning remaster looks like a whole new game. Dude, it deserves a remaster because there's so much underwater scenes and everything.
Planning has begun while Skull and Bones still remains MIA.
Dude, Skull and Bones, people hated that beta.
That's because they wanted
the beta sucked.
Like the same mechanics as Assassin's Creed, but with like more versatility.
And it was fun because it was like, oh, you could play Assassin's Creed 4 with your friends, but you couldn't. Like there was none of the same mechanics. There was none of the same like thing. The open world was very, very small, even in the beta. And it was super easy to do any of the quests, but some of the naval combat was very difficult. Mm-hmm. And like didn't make sense. And the plot in the beta was terrible. Like there was no story at all. Like you're in a shipwreck, and then like less than a mission later, like maybe 5 minutes later, you're working for like the most influential pirate in the area, and you're like his number two guy. And you're like, how are you already so influential? It's immediate that they're like, I trust you.
And like, with Sea of Thieves right there, I just don't think many people are gonna, you know, deal with it.
It wasn't great. The mechanics weren't great. There was a lot. It was like being thrown into an RPG and they tried to get you to understand like all of these mechanics within the first like 10 minutes while neglecting the plot. So I was sitting there literally trying to like figure out how to move and do shit while the plot was going on. I'm like, I have no idea what's happening in this game. I'm like, I'm just trying to fucking learn how to play right now. And there were so many different mechanics. There's so many different, like, weird, intricate things. I'm like, I was not expecting to go into an MMORPG with this.
Yeah.
Like, I thought
and
it was, like...
And you're not really a big fan of those in general, anyways.
Not a huge fan, but I'll play them. But if I know what it was, because I've never seen the marketing for it as an MMORPG. It was just, like, go be pirates online with your friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And so I thought, because of all the trailers and stuff, it would be, like, a plot-driven game with your friends, like a co-op pirate game, mm-hmm. you know, where you could each play as your own pirates, or you could all join on a crew in a ship and be like, whatever you want to do. Sort of like Sea of Thieves, but with different graphics and made by Ubisoft, which is fine. I'm not, like, maybe they were afraid of being ripped off. They're like, everybody's in one world and all the mechanics are different. You're like, I don't know. But it was just okay. It wasn't great.
Yeah, that doesn't excite me. Okay, I know we've already talked about Fallout, but can we talk about Vault 94?
In Fallout 76. In 76,
yeah. Okay, so we've been playing Fallout 76 again, and we were like, oh, you know, like, it's still not that great, but it's fun to play with each other, whatever. We go to check out a vault. It's not very big. There's nothing there. It's just, like, iced over. And then we see there's another vault on the map. And we're like, okay, cool. You know, how much harder can it be? That one barely had anything in it. Oh, my fucking God. Literally, like, 50 Mirelurk hunters and Mirelurk kings and all this shit. And we just died over and over and over again.
We died because the game scales enemies to your exact level. And still doesn't give you more ammo or more stim packs or more resources to fight back with. And the weapons don't level up. Even if you, like, the damage the weapons do, don't level up with you. And then so you specifically put in your perks, like the perk points, into specific categories of weapons to get them to do more damage. But it's like 20% more damage. And I'm like, if my base gun still does 30 damage that it did when I was level 10, at level 50, now it does 38 damage. And you're like, what the hell does that do for me? 38 damage against a level 50 enemy doesn't do shit.
But the melee weapons.
But melee weapons scale so much. It's crazy because at the beginning of the game, a melee weapon is slow, but it does like 100 and something damage. So when you get to level 50, it now does like 135, 140 damage, has the same speed as it does at the beginning, but now it can actually help you with these enemies because you're just hitting them to death so quickly. Like, it takes out a third of their health to a half of their health if you get a critical. But if you shoot them, it takes out maybe an eighth of their health, maybe. And then you still have to hit the critical, and it maybe takes out like a tenth of their health. And you're like, this is fucking impossible. It's ridiculous.
I love my death tambourine.
I started picking up melee weapons, and I was like, I'll swing a hatchet at these enemies, and it kills them faster than a shotgun does.
I know. He was like watching me play, ridiculous. And he goes, damn, you're killing so many of them. I'm getting a melee weapon.
Yeah, I just started looking for melee weapons, and then I was like, it's crazy.
But so, like,
it does not scale. I told
him I'm obsessed with this vault now, so we went and made a ton of ammo and everything, and when we get a chance, we're going back into that vault, and we're going to fuck up some Mirelurks. It's personal
now. It's crazy. Yeah, and like I said, there's no reason for it to scale every enemy in the game to be your level. Why? Why is every level, like, every enemy is the same level as you, so you're constantly being fucking killed by everything that's there? Like, a cockroach has the same level 50 as a fucking Mirelurk or a fucking, like, giant bat flying in the sky. They're all level 50. I'm like, why? Like, it doesn't make any sense that they're all the same level. I wonder if you can turn that off. I haven't checked.
Probably not, since it's an online game, but
I don't know.
Maybe if you're in a private one?
I don't know, but like every other Fallout, you start in an area with low-level creatures or enemies, and then as you branch out and explore the world, the enemies get harder because they get like higher in level and have more health and better equipment. Not in this one. You make a camp right next to the starting area, you'll get attacked by like level 50 super mutants. I'm like, what the fuck? It's crazy.
I'm trying to find something I saw earlier I wanted to talk about, because I don't normally watch these people on YouTube, but I heard about this and I was like, damn, what'd it kill your career? Let's see. Do you watch, or have you heard of the YouTube channel Watcher?
No.
Okay, so I'm not like, I usually watch like true crime or like gossip videos and stuff on YouTube, but I saw this on one of my gossip videos earlier because they were like, damn, these people are fucking up their career. So basically, they're called Watcher, and they create like pretty high quality films and stuff, but like post them on YouTube so like people can go and get all this content for free. But a lot of people have said the main reason they watch is because they like their personality. These people used to be on like the Try Guys or on BuzzFeed or whatever.
Yeah.
And so everybody was like, yeah, we just like your dynamic together. So they announced that they were taking all of their content off of YouTube and creating their own subscription service called Watcher for $5.99 a month. And a lot of people were like so mad about it because I guess they already have a Patreon account that people could subscribe to if they want.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, we don't care about your movie content. We just like you guys, like you never needed to do all this. Like, we're not going to subscribe to another thing.
Yeah, that's a weird decision to make. I feel like if you wanted it that way, you should create the subscription service where they get like extra content, you know?
That's like, exactly what their Patreon is.
Right. Where like you would get, oh, like they react to, or they say a bunch of stuff in the credits, and normally they cut the credits out of the movie that's on YouTube, you know? Like, I feel like that's what should be on that page, but the stuff should still be on YouTube for free if you want to watch their free stuff.
Yeah. And they've been in like a countdown to their YouTube, like all excited for the launch of this. And it's like, it's not going to go the way you think, guys. Like, people go to YouTube specifically because of the free content, because you might have to watch 30 seconds of commercials or something, but almost every ad streaming service these days costs so much fucking money, and half the time you still get ads on it.
Yeah.
Like HBO Max. That
working out super well.
Paramount Plus, all that stuff, tons of ads. I pay for the Spotify or the Netflix with no ads, and Hulu with no ads, but I've dropped my Disney Plus subscription and a bunch of my other subscriptions because I'm like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah,
especially if I watch fucking commercials. Like, what is this, cable?
Yeah, I have to go through my subscriptions. I have too many, I'm sure. I think I use a lot of them, but there's some that I guarantee I haven't used in a while.
I got rid of even a subscription I should not have. I got rid of my Amazon Kindle subscription. Let me tell you, if you read as much as I do, mistake.
Yeah, I don't know why you got rid of that one.
But I was like, oh, I can just buy a few books a month. No, girl.
That's way more expensive. What do you mean? One book now is, if you're supposed to get like hard copies, is like $15, $30.
Even the Kindle copies are like $8 a piece for crappy books. And then like, they're charging the same price for as they do for paperbacks.
What, yeah, like, and then why? Like Kindle, a month of Kindle is what? Like
$10 or $11.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not, it's way more worth it to get that.
I might get it again, but I do have a few books on my To Be Read shelf that
the TV Red shelf.
I always call it TBR, but it's the To Be Read shelf. If you don't know, like, that is that I can read before I get the subscription again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my rant. Everything's too expensive, man. Even groceries. Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just been reading a lot of different like Reddit stories, especially part of the time when I have nothing to do at work except for wait on people to get me products. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, cool, I guess I'll just scroll on Reddit for a little bit. I just think it's funny going through there, what it recommends to me from different like perspectives and different things. And I don't know if it does this for you. I didn't know it did this, but like I would read a story from like Am I the Asshole or like something like that, right? And then it would, you'd scroll for a day or two or whatever. And then when I'd get back on sometime later, there would be like a little notification. I'm like, what am I getting notifications for? And I would click it and it'd be like, oh, there's an update to this thing you read 3 days ago. And I'm like, okay. And you would click on it, or it's like, oh, so-and-so confirmed this is their partner's side of the story. Now you can hear the other side. And I'm like, oh, cool. So then I read the other side to it. I'm like, oh, all right. Perspective.
I love Am I the Devil? Because it's like the most extreme Am I the Asshole stories. And sometimes people delete them, but this will like show you the whole post in the comments, even if they've deleted it, and you're just like, man, you really are the devil. Like, you're like, am I an asshole for making my 8-month pregnant wife sleep outside because she didn't text me when she said she would? And everybody's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've seen some of those.
But my favorite Reddit lately has been OCD memes. I found my people.
Yeah.
People you can talk about your fucked up intrusive thoughts without them going, what is wrong with you? Get a lot of likes on my funny comments too. It makes me feel seen and I appreciate that.
It makes me feel seen.
If you're on OCD memes, I salute you. Sometimes people post, like, it made me realize I've never had like an original thought in my life, because somebody was like, when you become convinced people can hear your thoughts, so you start thinking random things just in case. And I'm like, oh my God, that's an OCD thing. I just thought that was a weird me thing.
Nice.
I used to do that in middle school and high school all the time. I'd be like, oh my God, what if people are hearing these terrible thoughts I'm having? Think something like cupcakes and see if anybody reacts. Like, what are you insane? Something
cupcakes. No, then you go the other side. You go the extreme. Then you're like, oh, what if people can hear my thoughts and they know I don't read as fast as they think I do? It's fine. They can think that. At least they won't know about the bomb. Oh no, wait, no bombs. There's no bombs. Nobody hear about that. Now you just look around. Speaking of reading speed,
it's so funny. Like, people don't understand how quickly I read. Because they'll show me something and I'll laugh and I'm like, yeah, I read it. And they're like, you couldn't have read it that fast. And I'm like, but I did. Thanks for sharing, you know? Sorry, plebeian.
I think that's part of the reason why you drop so many things.
Why?
Because I watch your eyes when you read and they skip large sections at a time. They don't pay attention to each word. It's very concerning when you're like, oh, I'll set this glass down. And then you look away quick and think that your hand is in the right place and then just let go.
I really thought it was on the desk. I'm telling you. Oh, my God.
You do it all. Like, you're quick. Your eyes are too quick to get to the next thing that they're not paying attention to the thing that they currently should be watching or doing.
I did learn to speed read at a young age. Same thing with, like, you'd be surprised at how much information you can pick up by just, like, scanning.
Yeah. Like, same thing with, like, your medications and you closing shit. You're just like, yeah, yeah, it's closed. And you put it down without looking at it.
I'm like, it's not even just my medication. At work today, I had to ask somebody to close this. Like, we have these tea pitchers and they have this metal bottom that twists onto the tea part.
Yeah.
I had to ask somebody else to close it because I tried to do it like 50 times, could not do it. Other guy takes it from me, immediately gets it on there. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my hands? Why am I physically incapable of doing things?
Because you're trying to do them so quick without actually looking
at what you're doing. It's not even quick. I'll slow down and take my time and I still can't get it to go on right. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Because I'm genuinely trying so hard. And it's like, I don't know if it's like the way I place my hands or something, but I can't. I'm never straight. I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can. Why does that just say seven?
Seven what?
Oh.
Are you all right, ma'am?
Yeah, I was like, we didn't talk about seven.
We didn't talk about seven. The best number.
I told you about the autism question, right?
You think random numbers? I don't know.
Okay, so this is the only one I've gotten correct, and it was like, this is what a neurotypical would think, because normally I score really high on those autism tests, and I'm like, oh boy. But this one, it said, what do 2 and 7 have in common?
I don't feel like that's a fair question, though. Like, 2 and 7 have a lot in common. Now, no matter what the answer is, I don't think it indicates that you think that, like, you have autism.
I don't know. It's just been going around the internet. So I was like, but I got the answer right in the first try. And I was really proud of myself.
Like, you can think of, like, 9 different things. Are they all correct answers as long as you answer it? Because, like, they're just numbers. You can do them with prime. They're only visible by themselves. They add up to 9. The factors of 14. Like, there's so many things that they have in common. Like, really, that's just a fact.
I guess,
about
like,
them.
Some people will, like, look at the shape of the numbers and be like, well, they don't have anything in common, or like, they're both like, have this line, or stupid things like that. But I was proud because I said, I was like, hesitant. I was like, they're both numbers.
Like, as long as you list a fact, is that just the right answer instead of going, I don't know, or they don't have anything in common?
Like, maybe it's about how hard you think about it.
Like, just judging how fast you answer the question, or?
Well, because some of the tests are just to gauge, like the way you think, like, if you have to go through this, like, multi-step process to arrive at an answer, or if you're just like, yeah, they're numbers, or yeah, they're prime, like, it's not a big deal to you. I'd have to look it up, though.
I don't know, like, seeing the what two things have in common, I think you can do that with pretty much most things, you know?
You should take an autism test with me later.
Like, if I asked you, what does an envelope and a mouse have in common?
Like a computer mouse or like a regular mouse?
No, like a computer mouse. What do they have in common?
You can touch them.
You can touch them. Great. You can order on Amazon. They're both physical objects. They both have names. All things that they have in common.
That one's probably not a very good one.
Like, it's...
I kept texting you, like, my favorite questions from, numbers, like the ASPE quiz. And one of them was, like, are you fascinated by slowly moving water? And I was like, isn't everybody? Like, are you? Do you like slowly moving water?
What do you mean, do I like slowly moving
water?
Like,
do you like to sit there and observe water? Like, if you see a stream, like, do you just, like, watch the water flow?
If I'm sitting there, like, trying to relax, sure, I'll watch water or whatever, birds, nature or whatever, to just sit and enjoy it. Sure.
I just always have to, like, stop and look at things, like, like that snail I sent you. I was so excited about that snail. He made me very happy to see. Why are you laughing?
You sent me a picture of a snail with no context and the caption, look, a snail.
I wanted to share
you sent me a picture of a snail. It wasn't like an iFind or like an iSpy. You could have just sent me the picture and been like, look what I found. I wasn't going to be like, is that a grizzly bear? Like, it's obviously it's a snail.
I just was so happy.
Look, a snail.
I was like,
correct.
Look, this snail. It had just rained. He looked so happy. His little antenna were going everywhere. I was like, he's really cute. I'm going to send Jordan a picture.
Yeah. Man, them birds are angry.
They're like,
I had, okay.
I wonder if they warned each other after Chipmunk attacked that one.
So here's this thing that I've been doing. It might play off of your current conversation of autism. So I just have random thoughts. And sometimes they're questions that I'm like, that's a weird question to just ask the random people in the room because it has nothing to do with what we're currently discussing.
Yeah, I did that earlier.
And so I started writing down all these questions and then I would look them up later so I can give you the questions and then the answers, right? So I wrote down all the questions, looked up all the answers so that I wasn't an idiot, and then deleted most of the questions somehow. So I don't know what most of the questions were anymore because I forgot them.
Answers?
So now, no, I don't have those anymore either.
What do
you
have?
Nothing. I only have one of the questions and one of the answers. So, okay. Like, it's not going to be a long segment, but I have it.
Okay.
You can answer the questions if you know. The only question I have right now, I had it, like, a week ago. Why do Chihuahuas shake so much?
Because they're full of anger.
Good. But no. In fact, there are eight reasons. That Chihuahuas shake. And anger is not one of them.
You don't know my mom's Chihuahuas.
Number one. Can you? Well, first of all, guess. Try and guess what the eight are.
They're hungry.
Maybe, but no.
They're jealous.
Yes.
We've had shitty Chihuahuas. Okay.
That's what they tested. They said, do you like the green sweater or would you like that red sweater that Bianca has?
They're anxious. Red?
Anxious is on there. It's stressed, but
they're cold.
Cold is on there, yeah.
They're excited.
Excitement's on there, yeah. That's three.
They have to pee?
No. Not on there.
They want to play?
Same as excitement.
Okay,
yes.
Just to give me the rest of it.
All right, so you got three. That's fine. Number one reason, cold, right? Mm-hmm. Cold is the number one reason. And the reason for that is the normal body temperature of a Chihuahua is between 99.5 and 102.5.
Well, they are from Mexico. So
anything lower than that or outside of that, they can't regulate as well because their tongues are so small and they can't sweat. So they shake to try and heat themselves up.
I shake instead of sweat. That's so funny.
They shake so that they can heat themselves up.
It's
that's
like me
number
on
one.
A cold night.
Number two, they're wet. They're wet. It just says wet because
they
shake when they're wet, which I think shouldn't be on this list because every dog shakes when they're wet.
Well, does it mean like the trembling they do or like a full shake?
I think this one's the full shake. That's why I don't like this one. Because like trembling and shaking, two different things, right? But yeah.
I'd like to see a peer-reviewed source, please.
Number three, I don't think you would have got this one. Number three, the third most common reasons that Chihuahuas shake is hypoglycemia.
That, you know what? I should have known that because one of our Chihuahuas did have that. And it was really scary, though, because she shook, but then, like, her arms got like stuck in this like weird stiff position.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were like, she's probably fine. I was like, you need to take her to the fucking vet. Like, she's not fine. And then it was something like that.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, her throat collapsed because apparently that's really common in Chihuahuas because they have such tiny,
I didn't
neck
look
bones.
That part up, but the hypoglycemia is on here.
Sorry. Keep going.
Number four is pain.
Me too.
Pain causes most dogs to shake. But they are Chihuahuas are adept at hiding pain. Not if they
no,
shake.
They're not.
I doubt it.
They whine and they yelp. Like Chihuahuas are dramatic, or at least the ones I've had are like.
Yeah. Number five, excitement. You got that one. Obviously, I think a lot of dogs do that. Number six, stress.
Yeah, they get
stress
anxiety
is a survival
really
mechanism. You got that one.
My mom always gives her Chihuahuas a Thunder Buddy T-shirt.
Yep. Number seven, illness, which I think should have been with the hypoglycemia, but whatever.
Yeah.
Illness, yep, shaking, got it. And then number eight affects most dogs, old age. So there's not like a ton on there.
What do they get, like doggy Parkinson's disease?
No, a lot of dogs shake when they get really old.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I'm trying so hard to stay alive.
Age-related shaking is often attributed to muscle atrophy.
I really should keep my random thoughts down because, like, earlier at work, I asked a question kind of along the same vein, and everybody was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, was that too random? And Nestor said no, and somebody else said yes. And I was like, okay, I'm confused now.
Yeah, so that I Googled that and like looked it up while my coworkers were still having that same conversation. I was like, huh, that's why Chihuahuas shake. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, nah, nothing. Don't worry about that. Are you looking up some of your random thoughts?
I'm looking at my notes, but it's mostly like stupid poetry and stuff from years ago.
Yeah, I tried to write down a thought like 2 days ago, but as I was like starting to type it, you said something and I lost the other half. So it was just, what does the, and I was like, well, that doesn't help me. So I erased it. I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's mostly just like stories that I started writing. And then I was like, I suck. Or like little poems.
Interesting. I don't know. I'm going to start trying to write down more of them because I'm like, I have them a lot and I just forget about them most of the time.
It comes and it goes. Like it's in and out of my head in a second.
That's why I tried to write it down so quickly because I saw it and I was like, oh, I got you. But you got anything else you want to go through?
Going on my bachelorette trip this week. I'm excited.
Yeah. She's going to go see the strippers and the masseuses and get some happy endings. And
I'm not going to see a masseuse or get... Or I'm not going to see a stripper or get a
happy ending. Oh, the masseuses, she's the one she's not going to see. But the strippers...
I'm not going to see a stripper. We did that at your sister's bachelorette, and I'm okay without doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fun for once, but, like, I'm not really into that. It was a nice experience, but yeah, I don't really need to do it again.
Well, too bad you're not planning it, and it's going to be a surprise.
I mean, my maid of honor doesn't really do stuff like that, so I doubt it.
She doesn't surprise people?
No, she doesn't like strippers.
So? It's not about what she likes.
I also don't like strippers, so why would
she doesn't know that.
She does. That's why we're getting massages.
Oh my gosh. She was like, what do you want to do? And you said massage, absolutely no strippers.
I didn't say absolutely no strippers.
Exactly my point.
I don't want to see them.
If you didn't say no, there's
unless
a possibility
they're female
of
strippers.
Yes.
If it's a female stripper, then I'll consider it.
You want to go like a burlesque show or something?
Yeah, I've been to ones before, but they were like mixed sex, so. The zombie burlesque show at Planet Hollywood? Good. And they give you jello shots at the end.
I think it would be amazing if you all went to an escape room.
I want to
do
an escape room.
For the sole purpose of, I think communication would break down immediately.
No, I feel like your sister would start taking charge and be like, all right, this is what we're going to do.
I think she would too, but then I think she would get frustrated at some of your friends, like one that would get like, I don't know, claustrophobic.
Listen, it would be like me and Sam solving everything, and then we'd be like, all of you just shut up, give us a second, we'll figure it out, and then we'll move on. Don't worry.
I think that'd be a hilarious story, but
I'll see what I can do.
I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to.
I just thought it into the week already.
I just thought it'd be funny to like see if you can go through. I'll send you a link to the exact one we did, and you guys can see if you beat it in a better time.
What was your time?
We beat it in 53 minutes out of the hour, so we had like 6.5 minutes left.
I think I could beat that.
I think we could have done it a lot faster if they had a fucking marker in that room. Like, we literally had to cheat and use our phones because there was no marker for this fucking whiteboard, like, solution. All
right, note to self, bring your own marker.
Yeah, like a dry erase marker, or not even dry erase. It was on, like, plexiglass. It was like a plexiglass marker. There was an eraser there. And I was like, what the fuck's the eraser for if there's no marker?
You're like, am I being tricked?
Yeah, seriously, we wasted like almost 15 minutes looking for a marker. And before we were like, there's nothing here. We're just going to take a picture.
Hidden?
We pried open everything to the point where I thought I was going to break shit.
I would love to go to like one of those, like, what are they called? Like damage rooms or whatever?
The rake rooms?
Rage rooms.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's one at Area 15. There's one in there.
We should go together sometime.
Oh, yeah, sure, that too. But
I feel like that'd be better than couples therapy, right?
I saw
like
it.
Just smash some
like,
shit together.
I was like, ooh, that'd be fun. But then I was like, yeah, we don't have like a ton of time. We got other stuff planned. I was like, yeah, we'll leave it for
now.
Yeah,
you and I should plan a trip and we just go do a bunch of shit that we can't do with other people. I think smashing stuff together would be a great thing for a couple to do.
Probably, until you swing the wrong way.
Like, remember when you pissed me off because you didn't do the laundry last week?
Yeah, because I never do laundry.
No, like you to me.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Yes, those are the tame things that I would be saying.
Me. You made me talk about my feelings.
Can we do it separately? She's working some things. I gotta. There's beer
I'm in
outside.
Danger over here.
Like, there's beer outside, right? Okay, yeah.
Play some Taylor Swift and let me go. Also, Taylor Swift's new album came out. I feel like I'm the small portion of the population that absolutely loves it, but.
Just because you're depressed.
Yeah, it's very relatable.
It's very depressed, is the, what the album is.
I like it, though.
I didn't say it was a bad album. I'm just saying why you like it.
I'm also in a happy relationship, though, so a lot of it I'm like, can't really relate right now, but, like, go off.
I don't know. They all, like, I was listening to the album on the way to work, which is, like, a 50-minute drive, so I got through a good amount of it. And, honestly, if I wasn't looking to see the name of the song, I couldn't tell when most of the songs changed, because they were all about the same with, like, some lyrics changing.
Honestly, like, the first time I listened to it, I kind of felt the same, but then I listened to it through my headphones, and I started picking up on the differences and the nuances. Like, is she...
They're just so similar for a whole album to be like that. I'm like,
I think people
gosh.
Are very used to her having the super, like, upbeat poppy songs, even if they have, like, depressing lyrics and things like that. But these...
No, some of my favorites are, like, the ones that aren't super upbeat, but they're just, they're
What
nice.
Are your favorite ones?
The one with the drug addicts. Remember that one? What's it called?
That tells me nothing.
It's something about using drugs for the rest of her life. Which one's that?
Is it the one where, like, don't blame me, my drug is my baby?
Yeah, for the rest of her life. Yeah, drug addicts.
Yeah, that's called Don't Blame Me. I love that song.
See, that one.
What else?
It's not super upbeat.
It's like sultry.
The Lavender one, not super
Lavender
upbeat.
Haze.
It's good.
Okay, I feel like when she released it, she thought, like, oh, this is a good love song or whatever. And then you keep listening to it, especially, like, post her breakup with her ex-boyfriend. And it's like, oh, girly, you were in denial. Like, this song is sad as fuck, kind of.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they all have different beats to it. They're not the most upbeat, but they're still not, like, the melancholy that this album has.
Have you listened to the anthology yet? Because the second part was produced by a different person. She mostly works with Jack Antonoff and Aaron Dessner, and they both have a little bit different styles. But, like, in the second half of the anthology, you can really tell the shift. It's much more like Folklore or Evermore.
Yeah, I know all those words.
Like, her two albums she put out during COVID, where people were like, oh my god, she's an amazing artist. And then, the only thing I don't understand is, like, I like the album. I understand if people don't. Like, you know, everybody's got different tastes in music. But there are so many people who are, like, obsessed with hating her that they will just shit on anybody who likes her. And, like, I see comments online where they're like, if you like this album, you need to go back to English class. Like, joke's on you, motherfucker. Like, I'm great at English. I like her lyrics. I understand the poetry, that sort of stuff. I don't respond to those comments because I'm like, whatever, like, those people are going to hate on her no matter what.
I don't know
why
you're reading comments of reviews of the album. Like, what does that do for you?
No, I followed a few different Taylor Swift subreddits, and one of them is called Swiftly Neutral, which I thought would be more of, like, a neutral take, because, like, yes, I love her music and stuff, but there are some things she does that I'm like, that's
not
cool.
Yeah, but that's what I don't get about it.
But it's not neutral.
It too, is if you like something, you like something. If you don't, you don't. I don't give a shit what people's opinions are on the internet, and I'm not going to spend time reading them, whether they're positive, negative, or indifferent, whether they're like everybody in the world shitting on the 10 people that like the album, or whether it's vice versa. I don't think it makes a difference, and I don't like wasting my time reading it, because I feel like there's not a point. Is it going to sway your opinion? Like, is reading 100 comments mm-hmm. that it's that the one person who liked it's a piece of shit, is that going to change you?
No,
you're still going to like it.
I do also think
so.
Like,
I don't think it.
Her
it
music is
adds
the kind
value
that,
to
like,
your life.
You typically will like it more the more you listen. Like Midnight's album, a lot of people did not like it when they first came out. They're like, this isn't what I expected. It's not like the Taylor I like, all sort of stuff. But then after a while, a lot of people were like, okay, it's growing on me.
Yeah, it's Stockholm syndrome. You're stuck with it for a while. You listen to it repeatedly. And eventually you're like, man, that song's catchy. It's in my head. Yeah, because you've been listening to it so much.
One of the songs that she put on the new album that I really like, it says something like that, where she's like, I put narcotics into all of my music. That's why you're still listening. And it's just like a poking jokes at like critics and things like that. And I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think reading a bunch of comments of other people's opinions on something that you've already formed your opinion on is going to do anything. I don't think it adds value to your life.
I don't either, but it just like shows up in my Reddit feed, you know?
Yeah, but you're still choosing to read it.
That's true.
That's what my point is. Like, why would you choose to read it? If there's a subject or something that you haven't made up your mind on, or you're like, oh, this is my opinion. I wonder what other people's opinions are. And you read it and you're like, oh, this changed my opinion. Great. Like, of it.
Yeah.
But I think that should be more looked at as like factual things, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you don't believe in fucking like global warming and other people do, and you're reading facts and opinions and different things about it to maybe like see if other people agree with you or like what the points back and forth are, sure, go for it, read it. But if you're like, I really like this album, wow, 100 comments say they don't like it. Like, that's not going to change mm-hmm. you liking or disliking unless the top comment is like, did you know she raped somebody in song two? Like, you know, like, it's not going to change anything.
For the record, she didn't.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't see that it's worth your time or mental energy to even look at them, you know? It's definitely not worth mine. But that's all we got to say on that. We're going to cut it off there because we're running a little long for what we got to do tonight. But as always, I'm Jordan. That's Ripley. We hope you had a wonderful, however long this is, I don't know. Ripley's going to edit this one, so we're going to see how long it is.
No, I'm fucking not.
Yes, you are. And she says that the software just magically edits things out, so she can magically edit it herself now.
No, I just thought you said it like reduces the background noise. Like, that's what I meant.
Uh-huh. And so she's going to give it a whirl.
All right, y'all.
If you liked what you heard, find us on MyLessPrattle.com. Leave us a like, subscribe, follow, wherever you want to be. Ripley said she's working on more shorts. She definitely was thinking about it.
I said I was going to start doing it after the wedding comes to
see. I don't know about that. I think she's trying to do it. Book's coming out before the wedding, though, so that'll be here in less than 3 weeks because that's when the wedding is. And what'd you make that face for?
I'm almost done. I just don't know how long it'll take to upload because like they have to like approve it and stuff. And I've seen a lot of people say that like, oh, they've chosen their publishing date and then it'll be like a week and it's still processing. So like I gotta take a look at all that.
All right, it's coming out after the wedding. She delayed it. It's fine.
I'm almost done.
She, however, has stopped streaming. She said she doesn't like you guys anymore. Video games are life, but not with you. We're doing the outro now.
You can have your opinions
in the shorts, and you can have your opinions on the social medias that you manage. But this is the outro.
Did you want dinner tonight? Or?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to cook. Ugh. All right. So we like I couldn't cook or just go whatever. Buy something. Yeah, whatever. But that's all she wrote on the script. I got to the end of my page, and I think she's only got like a few more sentences on hers. So we'll see you next time, and we hope you enjoyed.
Goodbye. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, I'm going to cut that part out.
Don't!
You were off tune.
You're off tune.